Well, in an unexpected move, Heber City Mayor Alan McDonald dismissed Heber City Council members Colleen Potter and Heidi Franco from their positions on the Heber Light and Power Board of Directors. This comes after the mayor ran for election with one of his campaign issues being the Heber Light and Power scandal when board members voted in pay raises for themselves. When he returned all of the money and led the fight to demand full restitution as a council member, he said that as mayor, he wanted to make sure it never happened again, and he would bring about changes that would prevent such an abuse in the future and restore integrity and accountability to the board. On the phone with me with their take, I have Heber City Council members Colleen Potter and Heidi Franco. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with you, Colleen. I mean, given the mayor's campaign rhetoric, are you surprised by his actions last month?
Frankly, I'm really surprised. We were not expecting it. We knew that we'd had some differences of opinion about how to move forward and how transparent he really wanted to be, but we certainly weren't expecting this.
Yeah, and you too, Heidi?
Yes, it was a surprise, although we could tell from the July 17th City Council meeting where we asked for greater transparency. We also asked for our city manager to start reviewing the Heber Light and Power Company to offer cost-saving suggestions on personnel, you know, internal financial controls, et cetera. He was not very happy with either of those resolutions that did pass.
Yeah. So why do you think he let you go? Did he give you some explanation?
No explanation. Just the letter in the mail.
Yeah. What did that letter say, Colleen?
Basically, it just said it established his authority as the chair of the board and that he is able to appoint council members and dismiss them at his will. And he basically said, effective immediately, you are dismissed from the Heber Light and Power Board, period. No explanation.
Yeah. Can you give us just a little bit of understanding here? Because my understanding is that Heber Light and Power is actually owned, the majority ownership is by Heber City, right?
Yes. Yes. Heber Light and Power Company was set up over 100 years ago by the voters of Heber, Midway, and Charleston. So it is a publicly owned interlocal agency, actually a government monopoly for this valley to provide electricity. Heber City is a 75% owner of the company.
And then the board of directors is made up of what? All of the city council members, the mayor, and who else?
It's actually only two of the city council members appointed by the mayor, and it's also the mayor of Charleston, the mayor of Midway, and then the chair of the county, the Wasatch County Commission. So there are six members.
Okay. And there's also some other staff, right, that they don't sit on the board, but they actually run the company?
Oh, yes. There's 37 employees. The management of Heber Light and Power Company, just the top two highly paid managers make almost $500,000 just with those two salaries.
And that's all voted on by the board of directors?
Yes. Yes, we finally received their salary survey that they would not give to us for months of requesting. We found out that in their salary survey, they compared Heber Light and Power to Truckee, Nevada, California area, essentially Lake Tahoe's municipal electric company, and that's how they received justification for such high salaries.
Hmm. So why did it take so long for you to even get that information? I mean,
yes, good question.
That is a good question. And from the very beginning, we had asked for information that that is basically appropriate for any government agency to give, particularly salaries, a salary study, and they just wouldn't give it to us. But the mayor has the authority, so they would listen when the mayor would ask. So the mayor would ask for something, and then sometimes they would go into a private executive committee meeting, so we weren't able to attend, and they would give them the information.
Now, certainly, Alan McDonald, I mean, this was something that he ran his mayoral campaign on, trying to, you know, prevent problems and, you know, the secrecy going on. But it sounds like he's had a change of heart or what?
We wish we knew. We wish we could understand that. It's very hard to get information out of him.
Yeah. So why do you think you were pushed off the board? Because you were asking too many questions?
It appears that way, doesn't it, Kelly? It appears that way.
It appears that way. It seems like they didn't want this to go public. And so because we were trying to let the ratepayers know what was really going on, they actually had a rate hearing, and we spoke out and said, look, we've done some other research. Here's their salaries. And that was kind of the beginning of where we had an impasse about how to move forward to make changes.
Yeah. The mayor's salary apparently also being paid by, because all board members get a salary and medical benefits. Is that how it works?
No, just a stipend, a monthly stipend.
Okay.
Right. But they did just pass a resolution in the last board meeting that Kelly and I, of course, did not attend because we're not on the board any longer. They passed a resolution designating themselves as directors, right, on the board of directors. They passed a resolution designating themselves as part-time employees now. So we're kind of wondering what that can lead to. We had voted against it a few months ago, but it was back on the agenda as soon as we were off the board.
Yeah, because there had been some, well, controversy before, given that that they were making the board of directors for a meeting a month or something, were making a pretty hefty stipend, and in addition, receiving full medical and dental and vision insurance, and if not, were getting paid the money that it would cost the Heber Light and Power.
And that was the big problem, is they voted to give themselves that medical benefits and then do it retroactively, so they got a big chunk of money paid out. And that was what the Attorney General said, that was not appropriate, so they were required to give the money back. But currently, the only money that should be received is by the mayors. They're supposed to receive $600 a month. The city council money goes into a fund, and it's divided evenly among all the council members, even those who are not on the board. But for the mayors, they receive a check directly, and we know what they're supposed to get, but we've never seen proof of that because we haven't seen all the records through Heber Light and Power, and we don't know for sure.
So that's not just the Heber mayor, that's the mayor of Charleston and Midway as well.
Yes, correct. Yes.
And you have reason to believe that it's not $600?
Well, we have no reason to believe, but we just have no proof to verify. And when we asked the mayor in the city council meeting, he asked me if I had gone in and talked to the CFO, and that seems a little... It seems ridiculous to ask all 11,000 customers to go talk to the CFO to how much the mayor's making. So we are trying to make it more transparent. So we passed a resolution to make it so it would be more transparent.
Now, all along, or also in addition to this, Heber Power and Light is asking for a rate increase to what? To pay salaries or stipends?
Well, that is the management question, isn't it, Leslie? And obviously, Kelleen and I would prefer, and we have spoken very strongly, that any rate increase should go to debt or to capital needs. But given the very, very high management salaries, the 100% benefits on all types of medical and even long-term care insurance, and the bonuses that have been paid out, even at the beginning of this year, our company paid out $78,000 of bonuses for last year, when last year they were cleaning up the mess of the embezzlement, alleged embezzlement problem with the former CFO. Now we can see that it's really hitting the road. We did vote against the rate increase, and yet as of last week's board meeting, the cities that are the owners of the company were not able to get their dividends. So we are thinking that any rate increase right now is just sustaining, you know, the current salary, benefits, bonus structure. We haven't seen any changes there yet. We've certainly pushed for it, but the mayors have not wanted to do that.
Now, the dividends, my understanding, I mean, we're going to total this quarter like $54,000. That would what, go
yes.
just directly to kind of offset any, I mean, it just goes into the general fund for Heber City?
Yes.
Correct. And then there would have been some also for Midway and Charleston, you know, 12.5% for them. And that was 75% of the dividends, the $54,000.
So you two, I'm guessing, have been replaced by two other council members?
Yes.
And those
yes,
are
by those that were on the board last year and that
the
did
ones that we replaced.
Agree to. Yes. The ones that we replaced in February are now replacing us in July. And they had served on the board last year. I'm not sure how much longer before that, but they certainly did vote for, you know, the current budget
Also, apparently, the general manager who has been running the show is now retiring, given all of this, or he was planning to retire anyway?
We don't know for sure. We heard through the city council, the new city council member on the board last week said that he announced his retirement after the meeting was over. And we haven't been able to get the minutes from the meeting yet, so we don't know the details on that one.
Yeah. Right. We're not sure the time or how that's all going to work out. But we are very interested to hear about his retirement package, too.
Now, Colleen, you had written, and both of you did, but in your op-ed piece in the Wasatch Rave, you had said that a government monopoly without transparency is ripe for abuse. I mean, do you feel like there's some abuse going on here?
Well, I feel like the bonuses were abuse. I feel like the salaries are abuse because Heber Light and Tower is a small little building here in Heber, and they have their board meetings in the basement. It's not very accessible to the public. There's not many seats. And I think that people haven't known a lot about what was going on. The situation with the board pay that in lieu of the health insurance where they got that big payout, it took a couple years, but finally the attorney general said, no, this is wrong. You need to pay this money back. To me, that was an abuse. All these expenses that aren't in accordance with what the cities would spend or other power companies, to me, it seems like it's an abuse of the ratepayers' money. It's a monopoly, and it's not fair to the ratepayers to expect them to pay for benefits such as, you know, 1 month we saw in the warrant they spent $800 for the coffee service. And, you know, that may seem like a small amount, but to me those things add up. And when we saw the way they were spending money on things like that, it was just an indication of the mentality that it's not the same type of spending and fiscal accountability as we saw as we see in Heber City.
Yes, it's amazing how they love to spend money there. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Colleen, you had also noted in your piece that the board is violating state law and not following the Open and Public Meeting Act. Can't somebody stop that?
Well, I'm hoping somebody will stop that. We've tried to get it on the agenda, and even this last week, the meeting after we were dismissed, I had requested that again from the mayor because the letter that the attorney general sent a couple years ago was very clear, and it said that this does apply to Heber Light and Power. But the Heber Light and Power attorney says he's using the word ratepayers versus taxpayers to justify and say this doesn't apply to us because these are ratepayers, and the state law specifically refers to taxpayers. So that may be something that will have to be decided outside of the board for sure, because I feel like it's inappropriate, and I feel like a lot of things happen in those meetings that the public isn't aware of, and we even as board members weren't aware of.
Right.
Yeah. So where's the city attorney in all of this?
The city attorney's in an awkward position because the mayor's his boss, and so I think he hasn't really weighed in too heavily. When he's directly asked questions in the city council meeting, he has, but you know, from everything I've talked to him as well as several other attorneys, I haven't talked to any attorney who does not agree that these should be open public meetings.
So how does it go? How does a new general manager now get selected? Is that a decision that's made by the board of directors?
Yes, I think they have decided to use the assistant manager as an interim general manager. At least that's what I understood. But then the board will have to choose another general manager.
So given, you know, that you've been speaking up on this, I mean, have you had any response? I mean, do you have the people behind you on this?
If I could just answer that one, Leslie, every person I've talked to has been amazed and just frustrated and pretty much outraged at the excessive spending through the benefits, the salaries, and the bonuses. I haven't met one person yet that feels that it is justified. And we've talked, you know, we've sent out emails, we've used Facebook, we've used social media, everything that was in the newspaper. You know, we haven't been getting anyone to dispute it.
So what happens from here?
That is the big question.
Yes. We're going to continue to, we're planning to very quickly hold public meetings on Heber Light and Power through the city council and we're going to ask for more public input on cost savings ideas, et cetera. We've received so much good input from citizens who are familiar with this business, who have worked in it through their lives, and who also have great concerns about how the power company is being managed. And we're going to compile that. We're going to ask our city manager to look into it as deeply as he can, especially with certain issues that we've seen so many warning flags on. And we're going to compile that information and keep the public talking about it. We're going to try to work with the current board of directors as best as we can to implement worthwhile reforms.
All right. Well, I'll do my best to track down Alan McDonald and get his response to it as well. Any final comments?
I hope you can.
Any final comments from either of you?
We appreciate your time, Leslie. Thank you very much for letting us talk about this issue. It's hugely important for our valley.
All right. That's Heber City Council members Heidi Franco and Kellyn Potter. Thanks both for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.